FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Hello and welcome to this special show here live from the Withinshaw Forum. It's special because it's not your standard news show that we've been doing every Tuesday from Withinshaw. In fact, it's a bit sadder than that. It's the last Withinshaw news show from Withinshaw Forum. Because this group that we've been working with here for the last 12 weeks at the Withinshaw Forum Library, they're all going their separate ways and they're all going on to bigger and better things. Not because they've resigned, but because that's just the nature of adult education. Now, we're going to go through the group one by one, some of the voices you might recognise, and we're now joined by Stephen, otherwise known as Streetcar Sounds. Hello.
Hi, Ben, you all right?
Hi, you all right? So you've been with the show since the start. How have you found the show?
I've really enjoyed it. It's built me self-confidence, and it's given me a reason to get out of the house.
Good. Just to see my pretty face every week.
Exactly.
What have you gone on to? Because you've done a few things since you've started this course.
Yeah, I've managed to get a spot on FC Radio, the Punk and Ska show.
Sell it to the listener. When's it on?
Goes out every Wednesday at 2:00. Be there or be triangle.
Yes. And what else have you done?
And I've also got a sports show on Withinshaw FM.
Now, this is very exciting. What kind of sport do you cover on Withinshaw FM?
Non-league football, Ben.
Non-league football. is it purely FC United? You've sold out, haven't you?
No.
You've gone with their agenda rather than you as a supporter of FC United. You've gone with your own thing.
No, I haven't. It's not officially just FC United, but it is, or it will be.
But things like Withinshaw Amateurs and that kind of thing.
Withinshaw Amateurs, yeah. I'm not going to cover the obvious like City and United because that's too easy. I'm going to cover local sports for the local people.
And you've got your own blog as well?
I have, yeah.
And your own Facebook banter page all relating to FC United?
Yes.
So what you advertise your blog, where's the blog and what kind of content is on the blog that you do?
The website is www.streetcoresounds.co.uk.
And what's on the website?
It's just match reports, match highlights, courtesy of FC United TV, and just general bits and pieces. There's a piece on gay footballers, which I did, regarding the footballer who came out and admitted he was gay. Racist Russia, due to them having the
World Cup soon.
The World Cup and the Winter Olympics. Just questioning how they can do it because it goes against all the ethics.
So sometimes it can be a bit controversial. You just give your opinions as is, which is what blogs are for.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the future for you, Stephen? Where are you going to go next? Or are you just going to stick with the shows that you've got going and see how you can?
Well, I'm quite happy just to stay doing FC Radio.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
But yeah, if something else comes up, that'd be fantastic. I would like to get more involved at FC United.
Well, the new ground getting built, I'm pretty sure the options are there.
Yeah, I've put in for the bench runner's job, Ben.
Oh my word! Right, if you're listening to this, put a good word in for Stephen. He wants to be the bench runner. Is that what you're calling
it? Bench runner.
Right. Okay.
Margie's PA.
Margie's PA. So you're going to come over to the FC Live team and box our ears in when we've said anything controversial or something like that. No.
Only Swampy, Ben.
Only Swampy. That's fine. So Stephen, thank you for coming on the course. I hope you've enjoyed it, and good luck for the future.
Lovely. Thanks, Ben.
So next up on the show of truth, we're joined by Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Ben.
Now, you might know Stephen. Stephen's not been on the show for a good few weeks now, but that's because he's got a job, which is good. A lot of listeners might remember you for your smooth Radio 4 style voice in the early days of the show.
They might, and then again, they might not.
It was good.
Even I've forgotten it, so I'm not expecting anyone else to remember.
Good presenting style, Steve. Okay. So, what did you hope to get from the course other than a nice exciting job at the end of it. But
I wasn't hoping for that, no. Just to get some information, some knowledge about online radio, community radio, and putting a programme together, which I have done due to the excellent teaching we've all had.
Come on, stop it. Stop
okay,
it.
I'll
too,
stop.
Yeah, it's too early in the week for that kind of thing. Maybe on a Friday night, if I've had a drink, then you can start complimenting me.
Yes.
So you've been putting. You've also been doing other courses as well during the course.
Yeah, at Withenshire FM, I've been going along there trying to pick up some information as well.
And so, is it all useful stuff?
It's interesting, useful. Hopefully, I'd like to maybe get a. I need to get a computer and make my own show at home. Yes, that's what I would like to do.
Is there any scope for you to do more at Withenshire FM? Maybe get behind one of the desks there? And
There is, but I'm not that interested, really. But, you know, the whole internet's out there. So
yes.
Maybe what I'm interested in, someone else somewhere might be interested in. I did have one idea for a show they might go for.
Come on, hit us with it.
Well, since mostly it's music, but yes. I'm not that into music, but I'm into films, I thought of doing a show about a particular film. So like just one film, and then you play the music from the film. For example.
Go on.
Cult movies like Easy Rider. There's only about six songs in it, but they're really
and only two
good
worth
songs.
Of note. Yes.
I like it. And so I'd talk about the movie, then play the song, talk about the song, then play a bit of the movie. That kind of show.
Now, before anyone nicks that idea, can I just say that is an excellent idea for a show?
Yes,
it really is. That show's very doable and very, very, and people would be interested in listening to that show. And I think you should pursue it.
Yeah, and I don't have to choose the music because I just choose
exactly.
the film. That's the kind of rationale.
On our schedule, we had a show called The Bonus Round, and that was about computer games. So each week they'd play music from computer games.
Well, that got repetitive.
So anything like that where you've got content and you've also got music is good. You should pursue that, really.
Yeah, I might do that. Yeah.
Any other rods in the fire?
Not at the moment. Just trying to get my head around this new job and then find some time to do the radio stuff, yeah.
Well, on behalf of the listeners, because back in the early days, you were very prominent because of your Radio 4 style of delivery. Good luck and really do pursue that show idea because it's a very, very good one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Steve, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah,
good
bye-bye.
Luck. It's Double G. Hi, George.
Hi.
So, you've been with us since the start. What have you enjoyed about the course?
With the radio, it was like, it was a dream at first, but now I can see it being a reality in the future, and it is the only thing I really, really would like to do for the rest of my life, sort of like...
What experience did you have before? Is it just an idea about doing a radio programme?
Well, I actually went to school with head of the Piccadilly Care Line, Chris Butley, and I've stayed in contact with him over the years, and his background was the electronics.
Yes.
And he was a bright lad, and he got into radio production and stuff like that. And he's made a good career out of it, and...
But you've now seen, I mean, that was an electronic background, but you've now seen how actual easy it is to present, have you, on this course?
Yeah.
And you've become a bit more comfortable?
I have with you, good tuition.
Oh,
and,
come on. Stop it.
And the people on the course have been great and very enthusiastic and shown me that I can actually do it.
What's been the highlight of the course? What's been the thing that stands out as the either the funniest bit or the best bit?
Richard with his woof woof and stuff like that.
It is glorious.
And his
woof woof. So I'm glad you've enjoyed it. What's the future for Double G?
Well, hopefully getting into local radio with Salford City. That's in the pipeline and getting into local hospital radio. I'd like to do a bit of work with Wooding Shaw, with Heartbeat, because I've had heart problems in the past. And I'm out there and willing and eager to be be given a try.
So at the end of this course, George gets a qualification, and with that, you can now go out and go to these places and say, I want to do radio. And it doesn't necessarily have to be presenting, does it? It could be helping out with playlists or a studio assistant or anything.
I'll make cups of coffee if you want me to.
He's a runner, people, and if you need a runner in your studio, please do get in touch with the station and we'll forward on Double G's details. But George, thank you very much for coming on the course. I hope you've enjoyed it, and good luck for the future.
All right, thanks, Ben. Thanks for being a great tutor.
Oh, stop it. And don't forget to thank the listener for listening.
And thanks, listeners. All right.
Right, so, next up on the show is a lad you might recognise his voice. It's Jack Reed from The Jack Reed Show. Hello, Jack Reed.
Hello, Ben.
Hello. You came on this course. Not a lot of people might not know this about you, but you've got a mate who's been on the station.
I have, Gaz Drinkwater.
Gary Drinkwater.
Currently doing an internship at XFM.
Yes. And how did he manage that?
Basically, he was doing a show at Kick FM. He was doing the breakfast show at weekdays, and we basically took his demo tape in to XFM, went up to the secretary, and said, Aya, can you give me some advice on my demo tape? She said, well, I can't, because I obviously don't know anything about radio, but I can send you to someone who does. He got a phone call later. He didn't get the name of the person who it was. He just went back into XFM about a week later, and the person who did know about radio was Clint Boone. I know. The luck of the draw, though, innit? And he's currently...
You say the luck of the draw, but we've been saying it throughout the course, right? He went there, not saying, can I have a job? He went there asking for advice.
Yeah.
And that's all it took.
Exactly.
Foot in the door. Here's me, a nice human being. Can I have some advice, please?
Exactly.
And foot in the door.
Look where he is now.
Yeah, and he had a demo tape.
Yeah.
That's it.
Was it even 3 minutes? A minute and a half.
There's a lesson there, people at home listening, and everyone in the class. Remember that. Right, so... He recommended FC Radio as a place to start?
Well, I was speaking to him on Twitter because I was after my own show, and he basically just popped up on Facebook, sent me the link to where you'd put free community lessons going on, and then I seen it, had a read about it, and then emailed you, and you had me on, and then within 4 weeks I had my own show, which is called The Jack Reed Show on FCUM Radio.
Sell it.
Home of FC United of Manchester. It's on Thursdays at 9 a.m.
But Fridays is better.
Fridays, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Yeah,
tune in 5 p.m. It's good.
Yeah.
It all your features there. Your night guide.
Night guide. So. you read the FCM radio manual then. Get some features in the show.
Exactly.
Night guide.
Night guide.
Good. So what type of music's on the show?
Well, I play everything really. My favourite genre is a dubstep, hip hop. Bit of R&B, some electronica, but I play everything in between as well.
Yes, good.
Nothing country, though.
No.
No.
Country's rubbish. Anyone? No response. Good. That's good. Where do you want to go next?
I want to get into a radio station and start learning the basics, because I still have no idea how a desk works.
Mm.
I want to learn how to do that. I also want to just progress, see how far I can get, see if any station managers like me. Like my mouth on the radio.
I think you've got a good style.
Thank you.
How have I described it? Laps mank.
Yeah, I do go more mank on the air. I don't know why that is, but I don't speak like this in normal life. If you meet me, you probably think I'm a bit of a weirdo.
Well, I don't think anyone thinks you're a weirdo.
Thank you.
But you are a City fan, so there we go. But just to say, FCM Radio is inclusive. We've invited everyone on.
Yeah.
Including City fans.
All spectrums.
All spectrums are catered for on the station.
And you're a City fan, aren't you, Steve? Exactly, there we are. Diverse group here.
Diverse
at
group.
FCUM Radio.
So, Jack, good luck for the future. Obviously,
thank you.
You're sticking with the station, which is good, but hopefully, we'll get you to XFM or anywhere where they like dubstep.
Where they'll have me. I'll change my genres, though.
Yeah, change your genres.
Thanks for having me.
Nice.
Cheers for
Jack.
Giving me the opportunity.
No, thank you for being here. You've been excellent.
Thank you. Thanks for all the listeners for tuning in.
Up next, I'd just like to introduce this noise.
What, my dog noise?
Your dog noise,
woof,
yeah.
Woof, that's woof. introduction.
That can only mean one thing, it's Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hello, my name is Richard. I enjoyed this course, the radio course.
What did you enjoy about it?
Just going on live radio. I enjoyed it.
What's been your highlight? What's been the best thing about the course?
What I like,
There was a time during the course where you had a problem. saying the word Mancunians.
Oh yeah, Mancunian.
There you go. It's then, back. It's back.
Yeah, but Mancunian can. I said Mancunian that the first time.
Yes.
But now I can say Mancunians.
Exactly. And why can you say Mancunians?
I had some practice.
You had practice, and that's the whole point of this course.
But I didn't know how to say it.
But you're on it now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed the course and developed?
I really enjoyed it.
What's next for Richard then? Have you got any other courses lined up, or are you going to approach some radio stations about doing some work?
I don't know yet.
You're just going to see how it goes?
Yeah.
See what's what?
I'm going to be a bit nervous.
Oh, you don't need to be nervous, do you?
I've never been on the experience before.
No, but you've got experience now, haven't you, for this course? But never say never?
No, but I'm looking for the job, production operative.
Production operative.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're looking for a production operative, get in touch with the station and we'll pass on your details to Richard.
Okay.
Okay. Richard, it's been an absolute delight having you on the station. For your sound check noise. Now, obviously you started with the sound check. I'd like to end this interview with you doing your sound check, please.
Okay, thank you. Woof, woof.
Brilliant. I'm going to remember that forever, Richard. I really am. I really am going to remember that forever. And cherish it, always. Good luck for the future, Richard. And okay. We'll hear from you soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.